This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What do you think? Pizza and a movie tonight? Swing by the video store to pick up a rental? All right, maybe not in 15 years have you actually gone to the store in person to rent a movie. And in point of fact, your days of going to a Blockbuster are numbered. Blockbuster's parent company said this week it's going to shut down its last remaining retail locations of that chain. So we asked Marketplace's Lizzie O'Leary to find out why companies like that hang on for so long when it's clear the economics just aren't working out.
Say a final goodbye to the Dropbox. Goodbye to that bag of movies you'd fight over on the couch.
Red Riding Hood, Night and Day, It's Complicated, the Hereafter.
And goodbye to your old membership card.
Yeah, the blue and yellow card, right.
Blockbuster is closing its DVD by mail business and its last 300 retail stores, like this one in New Jersey, where I caught up with Mike Gottlieb. He was the one wistful about his card, and Don Fletcher. He was watching It's Complicated. Blockbuster will join a long list of businesses that tried to hang on in the digital age, but nope. It'll be in the company of Circuit City and Borders Books. Not a surprise to Mike Gottlieb.
Not at all. I'm never surprised when brick-and-mortar stores go out of business these days because there's so many alternatives on the internet.
So many that the number of people watching DVDs on any given weeknight dropped by a third in just 4 years. And Blockbuster was in bankruptcy back in 2010, so this was not a movie with a surprise ending. Why does it take so long for a wounded company to die?
You know, when you close a store, it costs money.
That's David Strasser from Janney Capital Markets. Even a limping company brings in some money. Enough that shutting it down is sometimes too costly.
Getting things out of the store, marking down inventory, doing all of the things, you know, to just leave that store flat. Status quo sometimes can just last a long time.
That's why companies hang on. Blockbuster has. Linens and Things did. But in the end, all of those things have become available on the internet, which is bad news, says analyst Michael Pachter, if you're a store known best for selling one thing.
There's really no reason for specialty retail unless they offer something you can't get elsewhere.
And if you don't offer that, get ready for the credits to roll. I'm Lizzie O'Leary for Marketplace.